Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, let's turn code Tuesday. It's the 8th day of February, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 53 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And then same old shit, man. It was like 19 this morning, freezing ass cold at night. Getting no moisture, drier than a fucking popcorn fart here. So you guys know we had a problem with the system yesterday. I've routed around two pieces of hardware. I mean, these things have been playing for 10 years, but we had a simultaneous failure in three fucking things, two hardware, one software. And so, I mean, we had to come to completely take the soundbite off the fucking computer. This just didn't fucking happen. So this weekend, I got to take this kilowatt jungle all apart and trace it from the source to source until I find out what the fuck went, what is fucked up and see if I can fix it. But like I said, we don't have a broadcast. Spike was getting ready to build us a broadcast computer. He even bought a couple of components for it, and we were going to raise the money, and he was going to build it for us just before he died. But the way that, you know, we're fucking poor. This is set up in a corner of my bedroom, and I had to use, like, you know, hardware and then mix it with software, which is, you gotta know what the fuck you're doing. But, at any rate, it's a jungle of wires. And, like I said, by this weekend, I'll take it apart and I'll find out what the fuck happened. And we'll see if they can fuck something else up for us today. If anybody can't hear me or anything, please say something if you would. At any rate, we're going to start with Department of Homeland Security declares heightened terrorism threat due to, quote, false and misleading narratives and, quotes, conspiracy theories online. And we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Department of Homeland Security declares heightened terrorism threat due to false and misleading narratives. According to who? I mean, you're the Ministry of Truth? Is that what we have in this goddamn communist country now? And conspiracy theories? What the fuck? A lot of these conspiracy theories are now conspiracy facts. And you, what you are doing is conspiratorial, isn't it? by your own fucking definition, by your own admissions. Online from Gateway Pundit, sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. DHS declared a heightened terrorism threat due to, quote, severe several factors, including an online environment filled with false and misleading narratives. Who did this? Oh, DHS. I trust them. Why would you not trust DHS? Come on. God damn it. Filled with false and or misleading narratives and conspiracy theories and other forms of mis-dis and mal-information, MDM, fuck you, introduced and or amplified by foreign and domestic threat actors. The DHS published this terror alert on Monday. The number of items of concern is so-called fake news. The United States remains in a heightened threat of environment fueled by several... Threat environment fueled by several factors, including an online environment filled with false and misleading narratives and conspiracy theories. Well, I fucking believe you. Why shouldn't I believe you? You've done nothing but fucking lies. I mean, you've been caught in 10,000 fucking lies, and you just think you just fucking write this shit. Hey, old propagandist, no way. You can write it down all you fucking want. The people, we laugh at this. We shouldn't even be fucking reading it because it's stupid like you are. It's fucking over. Give it up, you old son of a bitches. Narrative and conspiracy theories and other forms of mis-dis and malinformation introduced and or amplified by foreign and domestic threat actors. What the fuck does that mean? No, what's going on is the people in this country have fucking figured out who they are and what their fucking authority is and who you are and what you have fucking done to them. We're enforcing the fucking law. And you know it's the fucking law. And you squirm in any way you fucking can to get out of this, just like this goddamn trucker shit. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Oh, no, this is going to be the template. This is how we're going to make the fucking move. This is how we're going to create the goddamn world economy collapse. This is how we're going to create the fucking world famine. This is how we're going to get that goddamn world war going. By the way, as a side note, Israel said that... they would be staying neutral in any Cold War between the United States, China, and Russia. I mean, there's your goddamn best ally that's fucking trying to charge a fucking tax on your fucking people. You phony fucking lying motherfuckers. You Zionist pig shit eating motherfuckers. There they are, people. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what? These assholes, they are just, you know, up and antsy about... Because, you know, people have found out the truth. And, you know, the guy who's head of DHS, you know, he's an oi boy. Oi, oi, oi.
Absolutely. The thing here is, you know, after all that this Israel, God damn Trump. Man, he spent his whole fucking 4 years with his head up Netanyahu's fucking ass. And now, they have caused this internationally by having their agents planted in each fucking corporation. And there ain't no goddamn governments left on this fucking planet. But having themselves placed in each corporation in specific spots where they can fucking could stir shit up. You know, there was one article about, you know, this trucker strike up in fucking Canada causing... the car manufacturers in fucking Detroit not to be able to manufacture cars. When we just now read the guy, we know what's doing. You can't get the fucking components from China. Why did you ever let China start making the components for American fucking cars? Trying to take from the fucking American people, just like everything else. You think you're going to take this country? You're not going to fucking take this son of a bitch. It ain't. You have set it up to be fucking knocked down. What you cannot control and never could control was the American nationals, the fucking people, the fucking largest army on this goddamn planet. And when we get done with you motherfuckers, either this world will be one fucking glowing rock with no fucking life on it, or your asses will be fucking hanging in the ground and we'll be living the life of Riley. One of the fucking two. Anyway, back to this, because here we... Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, but let me ask you this. So what they're saying is the Rothschilds don't own the Federal Reserve Central Bank, and the Federal Reserve Bank is actually federal?
They know better now. They know we know better now. They know that the people are the fucking have woken up. That people understand exactly what's going on. That's why they have no. You know, you see them coming out and saying it. Hell, they'll tell. I mean, I never. When I was young, I would have thought, would I ever see a communist on the streets of fucking America proclaiming a communist fucking revolution? And he wasn't beaten to death on the spot by old women with umbrellas. I mean, this is when we first of all began this, actually, the thought that, we kept telling you that this was coming to fucking war. But everybody, I mean, the idea of America going to fucking war was just, it was a hard fucking pill to swallow. It was a hard situation to imagine, but it's easy to imagine now, isn't it? Yeah, easy to fuck as you live in it right now. Now you understand how it could fucking happen, how it's going to fucking happen. And they know that you know it's going to happen. So they're going to throw out shit like this, So I don't give a shit. You can call it any fucking thing you want. We're enforcing the fucking law. And you're in violation of the fucking law. That means you fucking hang. You call yourself government. You're a fucking lying son of a bitch. You are an unlawful corporation in violation of the highest law of this fucking land, of we the people, ratified by we the people. On December 15, 1791, you are fucking criminals. And that's all you are, and we have every right to do whatever we have to get rid of your fucking asses and to reclaim our fucking wealth you have stolen, you low-life son of a bitch and pig shit-eating Zionist pig. Pigs. That was a mouthful. These threat actors seek to exasperate societal friction to sow discord and undermine public trust in government. Fucking what government? Everybody under fucking stands. You're standing up there telling everybody you're fucking goddamn corporations. What old propagandists? You trying to go backwards in time and try to use words to try to. If you could just get people back in that false left, get the fucking genie back in the bottle and the cork. It's out. It's out and it's down fucking town, buddy. You're out of business. It's coming for your ass. Get ready for it. You motherfuckers, you asked for it. You begged for it. You had stolen so fucking much and lived fucking lavishly off the fucking labor of our fucking people and our wealth and our fucking goddamn resources. It wasn't enough. You wanted to own us, didn't you? You wanted us to, you wanted to be the kings and queens of old. Where we have to avert our eyes when we look at you. You want to bet? You can't avert your eyes and sight down that fucking barrel, can you? Now you're about to fucking pay the fucking piper and oh, you're going to throw this shit out of me like I give a goddamn government institutions to encourage unrest, which could potentially inspire attacks of violence, mass casualty attacks, and other acts of targeted violence conducted by lone offenders. Stay scattered out, people. Don't fall for this fucking shit. This is where their fucking fear is, man. And when you think about it, like the Indians, when at the end of the Civil War, when all of the Americans were occupied killing each other for fucking Abraham Springsteen out on the fucking plains, the Lakota, Cheyenne, I'm going to not shoot names, name said Cheyenne because I have to go through the whole goddamn list. The Sioux, Kiowa, the people made up the Lakota people that were the Plains fucking Indians. They fucking actually did whip the shit out. They burned every fucking goddamn fort on the Bozeman Trail and shut that son of a bitch down. Because they fucking worked together but they also worked as they fought as guerrillas. But that's why they wanted the reservations, so they could keg them up, like on the Rosebud. Now, everybody knows that fucking Custer got his ass wiped on the fucking Rosebud, but it also kegged the Indians up. And after they left there, it was a straight run for fucking Canada to the great mother Victoria, or whoever in the fuck it was at the time, to escape the fucking goddamn Americans that they had kicked the shit out of. But that's why they want you on a reservation. They want you fucking piled up where you're easy to get to. So when they want to come after you, fucking they don't, they can outnumber you. They want to, goddamn it, you think about it. How many of these son of a bitch and Blackwater bastards out there would go after somebody mano a mano, somebody who ain't fucking around. Who would do it? None of them would. They don't feel comfortable beating the hell out of a pregnant woman unless there's three of them there. They know they're vastly outnumbered. They know the fucking military is turned against them. Because, we always had that problem that we didn't know who to trust. Now they don't know who to trust. They don't know who's going to pull that gun and shoot it in which fucking direction. Because they have fucked with so many people, then you fuck with so many people, some of them are going to stand out. I mean, like the people you've read about in the articles, they're going to stand out. That these people here are saying, you know, up yours with the shot and what might have you. But the people, what about the people who have just got out? You know, are the people in reserves, they don't talk about them very fucking much, do they? And they keep, you know, they're keeping quiet. And you fucking, I mean, there's your fucking people, your experts to train the people in guerrilla warfare. But it can't happen. We can't just start fucking doing it because they would infiltrate it. Just like this shit with this goddamn trucking bullshit fucking goddamn protests. It would be fucking infiltrated, taken over. They'd be arguing about money being stolen, which they're already fucking doing. When you see something big like that happen just all of a sudden, like, you know it takes fucking money. What would we do if we had $1 million? You know what we run this son of a bitch on? Nothing. I mean, God damn it. It amazes me every fucking month we make it through. It truly does. But we do because the people fucking, when we have to have help, they fucking help us. And there are some people that are just dedicated into fucking making sure the site stays up. But, I mean, shit. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, sir. A good sign that it's orchestrated is that you don't see on the news all of the protests in Eastern Europe or Western Europe, but you'll see the trucker shit all over the news all day long.
Yep.
But you don't see when the Australians are beating the shit out of cops or New Zealand's beating the shit out of cops, but they'll show the trucker stuff all day.
Well, you can tell when it's a government op, even like you're in the States when you have, I mean, you'll have a shooting, three or four people shot and you, nothing, you know, not a word said about it.
Yeah.
And then you'll have, you know, three or four people shot and it's on the fucking, that's all the fucker is on the news for a week. What they call news on the propaganda channel. Nothing I would fucking, well, I haven't watched, I haven't turned that son of a bitch on in months. I finally just said, nope, this is fucking stupid. I'm fucking stupid for even monitoring it. They have laid out what their fucking plans are. I know what they intend to do. Everybody knows what they intend to do, and we're fucking working our strategies perfect. They are finding out we're not going to fucking jump at their, when they wave that fucking wiper, we're not going to start twisting around in a fucking circle. We're going to keep our fucking heads. We have already prepared ourselves for the fucking fight. You want to come fucking fight us? You got 390 million square miles to cover. Send your goddamn units. Send any fucking thing you've got because you're only about 12 to 20%, and that's being generous, of this fucking population scattered over 390 million square miles. Your fucking operatives will be wiped out in a fucking month, and you know it. You are fucked. And now you see, you can't even threaten to bring the Chinese in, can you? Because you're about to, I mean, they're talking about another Cold War. I thought that was kind of fucking weird. At first, Putin's going to cross. He's going into Ukraine. I mean, it was a certainty. It was, goddamn, this is going to happen. This is fucking going, man, it's any day now. And then all of a sudden, Putin pulls back, and there's not even a threat anymore, guys. But then you have Israel is going into goddamn Iran. Remember that? They think we have the memory span of a head of cabbage. We don't. And if Israel did go into fucking Iran, wouldn't it be ironic if they voted like fucking 90 to nothing to let him use our troops offensively, people? Another goddamn, they ain't our troops. They're fucking, we pay for them. They got USA fucking those little fucking tags on their fucking arms, but they belong to fucking NATO. They belong to the United Nations. What if he fucking takes those troops and attacks fucking goddamn Iran at the same time that, we're not going to get involved in this new Cold War? What fuck are you talking about? We done played that game. We have enough nukes right now to blow the planet up three times over. What the fuck? Is there something I'm missing here? You think there's some way that can be stopped? It's called mutually assured destruction.
And the whole idea of the fucking during like the 80s and stuff, we were paying tons of fucking money to fucking have them get rid of some of them. Supposedly, we did, but the Russians did, because, hey, now you got the industrial war complex, now you got a reason to build some more. Send some more fucking, live like a fucking goddamn pauper in the richest country on planet Earth that belongs to you. Just keep handing us the money so we can make the fucking implements to kill. No, we're done with your fucking asses. We're going to kill you. We're going to try you as the criminals that you fucking are in violation of our fucking law, ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791, and we are the jurisdictional authority, motherfuckers. Those goddamn common law courts are coming back. We already know we're at war. So you want to play this fucking thing and send in your shit out here and trying to pick apart fucking, 200 million people with fucking heavily armed people and over 390 million score. Do it! Do it, you son of a bitch! You're talking out your fucking ass because your head knows better. And we know better. And if people don't fucking fall for this goddamn trucker shit, because all you're doing is cutting your own throat and you're giving them exactly what they said they would get. That's what Rothschild said. And I mean, this was years and years ago before I ever did this program or anything. I heard him. They had one of them fuckers on there. It was just one time. And he fucking said they had a $23 trillion war chest to put in the New World Order. And he said that they would do it through, there would be fucking international famine, international financial crash, and a goddamn world war. And once that mayhem was released, then, I mean, it's the problem reaction solution fucking deal. You know, once you got all this fucking, people go to them, just, if you just make it stop, let you rule us. No, we won't. Motherfucker, we'll get fucking even wilder than that. We're fucking American. You don't fucking got a goddamn clue about us. No more than you had when you thought that we all fucking wore our pants down around our fucking knees and left our dirty asses hanging out and couldn't crack a fucking egg with a hammer. You don't got a fucking clue of what you're up against, dickweed. So come on into the fucking jungle. Go ahead and write your fucking phony fucking articles. Let's see, where were we at, this son of a bitch? Mass casualty attacks and other acts of targeted violence conducted by lone offenders. Man, those goddamn people out there that you don't know who they are and you don't know what they're fucking thinking. You can't. They haven't said a word to nobody. But they're thinking. And there's a lot of smarter fucking people keep their fucking mouth shut. I wish I could have. But somebody had to come out here and fucking scream it. And then finally people started, because of 30 years of fucking bullshit. This should have been over a long fucking time ago, people. I should have been able to enjoy a little bit of my life that I'm not going to get. I mean, it's going to be fucking misery right up to the end. I get it. I've accepted it, and I'm for it. Because my grandchildren are going to be fucking free. They are going to have the absolute fucking law of this fucking land, and it's going to belong to them as individual free sovereign nationals. And they are going to be happy. I mean, I piss on my fucking ancestors that kept passing it down. Well, you know, it ain't like it's really that bad for me. You know, I'm getting older. I just go ahead and live out my life and let the next generation deal with it. Well, we've come up to the last fucking generation there is to fucking deal with it, and it's ours. The young people are waking up, and they're going to be at our sides. Lightning strikes the shit house and we start thumping these motherfuckers, they'll step in line with us, and there's a lot that already have. I know that. But the bottom line is, it's come to the head. It has to stop. It has to stop, and it has to stop now. We can't keep fucking around. We can't let them keep playing these games like this goddamn trucker fucking production shit across the fucking goddamn world. You know, all those truckers are going to stop moving stuff so everybody can starve to death. And I was reading some shit before I came up here. That these fuckers, these ones in, up there in Ottawa, are going to let them fucking arrest them. And then somebody sends me an email last night and says, we have guns in Canada. We have them in our closets. Do you really? It was my understanding that the only way you could own a gun up in Canada is if you kept it at the fucking police station and you went with a hunting tag or a shooting permission slip or whatever in the fuck you had to have to get it, and you accounted for every fucking bullet. It was the last thing but if you do have fucking guns and you ain't fucking using them, And you're just letting the old people get the shit kicked out of them, and your brave truckers are just going to fucking surrender to the goddamn a handful of communists? You outnumber the motherfuckers as much as we do. Come on. Start kicking ass. Then we got someone at our back. You got someone at your fucking back. Then we go through this goddamn country. We don't go down there to fucking pick up trash. We get up there, go down there to trash motherfuckers, man. That's what we're going for. Let them know. We'll crush this motherfucker. It won't be worth having. You better just get the fuck out of here and give us what you owe us and hide in your spider hole until your day court comes. That's all you got left, son of a bitch. Oh, where are we here? Small groups acting in lone offenders and small groups acting in furtherance of ideological beliefs and or personal grievances. Ideological beliefs, what would that be, like the Bill of Rights? Believing in the highest law of your fucking land, the only fucking true fucking lawful law in your whole fucking land? Would that be ideological of me? Because if it is, I'm ideological, motherfucker. Because I aim to enforce that fucking law. That's what it was meant for. But that's why we, my people, put it in fucking place. And there's another son of a bitch I'm going to answer that went downstairs talking about this being the first democracy. I'll shove that up your... If I had you by the hair of the head, I'd fucking slam your face in the pavement. You fucking punk. The fuck's the matter with you? You don't have a fucking clue of what you're talking about. Well, you'll see what I say to him. Probably some of that. Mass casualty attacks and other acts of targeted violence conducted by lone offenders and small groups acting in furtherance of ideological beliefs and or personal grievances pose an ongoing threat to the nation. Yeah, I'll tell you who poses an ongoing threat is you motherfuckers. The threat ain't to the nation. It's to you. Make sure you understand that corporation, United States Corporation, every fucking corporation, you capitalist motherfucking pig shit eating motherfuckers. Make sure you understand this is you, you communist scumbags, you fascist pigs, you. This is you, not the nation. The nation's the one that's going to do it to you. While the conditions underlying the heightened threat landscape have not significantly changed over the last year, the convergence of the following factors has increased the volatility, unpredictability. Oh, I love those two words, volatility and unpredictability. What's that saying to you, people? What have we been talking about? And complexity of the threat environment. Number one, proliferation of false or misleading narratives which show discord or undermine public trust in the U.S. What fucking public trust? What trust? Like I said, I've given you 12 to 20%, which is a fucking generous fucking goddamn give. There's nobody trusts you, motherfucker. You don't trust each other. Institutions, continued calls for violence directed at U.S. critical infrastructure, soft targets, and mass gatherings. I mean, what the fuck are you talking about? Mass gatherings? You want mass gatherings. That's where you can have your most fun, just like the stupid asses that went up there to Capitol Hill and let you call their goddamn protest, or they had to got their agitators there, aided by FBI agents and CIA, so they could get into the goddamn Capitol. Oh, it's an insurgency. That's a good reason to bring 30,000 troops in and Constantine the wire and to fucking put a wall around the fucking place. That's all that was. You think we're stupid? We can't figure that one out? You're the stupid motherfuckers for doing it. Now, sit there behind that fucking wire. You ain't going to fucking... All you're doing is sitting behind the wire. Somebody's got to be your balls, you see. You're going to have to hire your fucking mercenaries. And then you got no well-oiled machine of technology in that goddamn military either. Because that military is liable to kill you as it is to kill me. More liable to kill you, I say. Because, anybody who held their hand over their fucking heart, I mean, unless they couldn't even speak English and they had to take the oath in a foreign fucking language, if they're an American and they have any generational fucking ties in this country, they're going to blow your fucking head off, and you know it. They're going to take your fucking plane. They're going to take your fucking bombs and drop them on your own fucking head. You know it. You know what's coming, and you're starting to dread it, and I love it. Now you can feel what we've been feeling for fucking too many fucking years, for even generations. And the generations before us, hey, you can look and see how you wasted the fucking time of our lives, you bastards. 30 fucking years of bullshit. We're done with you. We're done with this shit. We're fucking going to fix it. We're going to fix it once and for fucking all. And we're going to offer that Bill of Rights that you want to bury, that you cannot fucking stand because it does not fucking let you have power over your fucking brethren. Where it leaves every man fucking to his own fucking will, so long as he's not violating it. You cannot stand it! Because you can't command via your fucking brilliant fucking mind and your deductions. Fuck you! We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:40 Pacific Time. That was Hogjaw. It gets them. And that fucking when I hit that button, man. I left a lot of stuff off because I had to do this after I got the program. And so when I feel the least like fucking doing anything, I had to get it so I could run it the next day. But I when I put this back on there, I put a dark green. You know, I just grabbing a color. And when that song came on, the son of a bitch turned green. I mean, bright green. Like it was before. I mean, I remember what color it was now, but, wonder what those bastards are really up to. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:41 Pacific Time, and that was, of course, Hogjaw with Get Some. Coming out of the break, we're going to finish this goddamn article. Where were we here? Violence directed at U.S. critical infrastructure, soft targets, and mass gatherings, faith institutions such as churches, synagogues, mosques. No, we don't care about nobody's religion. They got the freedom to believe whatever they fucking want to believe as individuals under that first article. Now, don't they? And we fucking believe in it. We'll fucking die. We'll kill to fucking enforce it. Institutions of higher education. Oh, you mean the indoctrination fucking centers? You got some false flag plan for that? Radical religious minorities, whatever the fuck that is, government facilities, and personnel, including law enforcement and military. We're going after the military. Oh, you phony son of a. You might have some goddamn, Ollie chocolate bar kind of goofy ass fucking, false flags or something. But I mean, you're throwing shit against the wall to see if anything is sticking. It ain't sticking. That's a Teflon wall, buddy. The media and perceived ideological opponents and three calls for by foreign terrorist organizations for attacks on the United States based on recent events. Wonder what that could be. Like if you attack Iran, you think that all the goddamn Iranians that you brought into this country on purpose are gonna, and all the fucking Muslims, I mean, do you think they might, those are your operatives, they're being paid, they're on the payroll. Hell, they make more money than a fucking honest working man could make in 10 fucking years in a fucking month. Further down in their threat warning, the DHS added on disinformation. God damn, for you to even say that word. How do those words pass past your fucking lips? Disinformation. That's what you fucking are. And you're also an unlawful agency unsanctioned by we, the fucking people. You have no fucking credibility. You have no authority over us. The proliferation of false or misleading narratives which sow discord or undermine public trust in U.S. government institutions. Oh, man, you guys are really fucking something. For example, there is widespread online proliferation of false or misleading narratives regarding unsubstantiated widespread election fraud. No, that was none. 1,000 goddamn, it was a fraud to begin with because it was put on by an unlawful occupation in this country. So it was a fraud to start with. The whole goddamn thing. Every fucking inch of it. But as far as, you know, what they're talking about here with the Trumpy shit, I mean, 1,000 affidavits, and you made him carry them, and Trumpy carried them home too and shut his fucking mouth too, didn't he? Must have had a picture of him fucking a poodle too. At any rate, fucking, election fraud, you know, fucking, I heard him say it on the mainstream propaganda. We cannot have the people believing there's election fraud, even if there's election fraud. It will undermine their faith in the fucking government that ain't. God, how stupid are you? You're worse than them young motherfuckers. I mean, they were making big fucking stakes, but they were of little consequence because they came from little minds. You guys are, you old propagandists, you're fucking fools. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Grievances associated with these themes inspired violent extremist attack during 2021. That must be the one, the fucking production at the fucking Capitol, huh?
malign foreign powers have and continue to amplify these false or misleading narratives and efforts to damage the United States. No, they don't. You guys all shit through the same fucking hole, and we know it. Everything you do is a production. If there's a third world war, you produced it. All this fucking COVID-19 that never did exist was never isolated in isolation. That was a fucking lie. Everybody fucking knows it. And you know everybody knows it. You know that you're fucked is what the deal is here. So you got to throw something out there, huh? I just threw it over there on the floor because that's what it's fucking worth. I'll piss on it later. I'll take it downstairs. I won't piss on my own floor, but I'll throw it in the toilet and piss all over it for you. That's what that fucking article meant. Did you get some more people or something? I mean, you only got so many. Who are you going to send? Who are you going to send to over 390 million square miles to get fucking a couple of 100 million motherfucking people, huh? Huh? And like I said, when I give you 12 to 20%, I'm being very fucking generous. Andrew Cuomo planning comeback despite sex scandal, people. I knew it. Stain. He is a stain. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Disgraced. Murderer. That's what that motherfucker committed murder in here. Regard. Here, this is the Bill Clinton fucking hiding the cigar defense. And this son of a bitch is talking about, well, come back into fucking politics. Why not? Marion Barry fucking went to prison for coke and came back and was mayor of D.C. again. Wow, I'm sure everybody that was a clean fucking honest vote, don't you? Hey, well, it couldn't be to start with because it was a corporate set up by the corporate fucking occupation, illegal occupation of a foreign fucking sovereign country known as the United States of these Americas. But disgraced New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Democrat, and his aides are ramping up efforts to revive his image. They said that there was credible evidence to prosecute him for murder. So is this fucking murderer going to get a gun? But right now, he's in the club, and you ain't, people. I mean, fucking, have a bad credit score and you can't fucking get a job or get a house. But he can repair his. He can fucking murder thousands of people. And then it turned out fucking, did we say this was exactly what was going to happen? Did we call this to the fucking T? Which would include his first public appearance since his August resignation and amid multiple sexual harassment allegations. So the fucking, forget about the murders he committed in fucking broad daylight, documented fucking murders. Well, we're back to the harassment allegations. Don't you see? As the Wall Street Journal reports, Mr. Cuomo and his remaining aides have been calling former allies and political operatives to complain about New York Attorney General Letitia James, who oversaw an investigation that concluded Mr. Cuomo sexually harassed. Here's the investigation. It's just like, you know, Bill Clinton starting out with fucking selling the ICBM guidance systems to fucking China. And in his investigation kind of went the other this way too, didn't it? This is their new fucking get out of jail free card. Mr. Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women, which could never fucking be proved. They were all fucking, he said, she said. There was no two witnesses. But that one woman, God almighty, bit her face and stuff. Man, I know, you know what that son of a bitch did, that goddamn Bill Clinton. Hard to tell what the filthy things this dirty son of a bitch has done to even little children. Harassed 11 women, including current and state former employees. Cuomo has denied inappropriately touching anyone. So there's nothing. The murders he committed, they're goddamn credible. They're credible fucking allegations, but no DA will fucking call a grand jury, and nobody's going to indict this fucking mobster. Don't you guys know where you live? You live in the United Snakes of fucking goddamn communist, fascist, corporate fucking capitalist America. He's the capitalist. See, a capitalist, got enough money. It's like what the hell is the name? Kingpin. When Big Earn wins the fucking tournament, Big Earn, I'm above the law. No, you're not. You son of a bitches. We are the final check, and we're going to check your fucking ass, Cuomo. You are going to walk up those 13 fucking steps to get your goddamn eyelids stapled to your forehead, and you're going down right in front of a mirror so you can watch yourself shit all over yourself. And that is not enough punishment for what you have done, you dirty bastard. And you know, again, with that thing, you know, what they're talking about, sending all these, we're going to send people out after these terrorists, you're going to send people out. See, you're losing people every fucking day, buddy. And you know what? We're gaining them. More people are fucking seeing the truth. More people just wondering how in the fuck this can happen. And then they're seeing the Bill of Rights and they're understanding. They go, this can't fucking happen. This is happening because we're fucking allowing it. Whoa. What a conception, huh? How about we stop allowing it? How about we crush these motherfuckers? The former governor is already making inroads with prominent politicians. On Tuesday, he dined with New York Mayor Eric Adams in a private room at a Manhattan Italian restaurant. This is what they get when they commit fucking mass goddamn murder, mass murder. You can't call it nothing else. And we all know they did that. Where are all these people whose relatives they killed? Have none of you no balls? Have none of you no fucking sense of goddamn humanity? You're going to just let them, why don't you just let them just come in the house and fucking take your old people down and fucking beat them in the head with a hammer? You gutless wonders. According to a person familiar with the meeting, 2 days later, Adams told WCBS radio that he was soliciting input from various people and that it would be, quote, foolish not to seek Cuomo's advice. What are you going to say? He's most interested in clearing his name. Not of the fucking, I got to find out what that number is. I know it was in the thousands of people he murdered. You don't even have to worry about that. Nobody's going to prosecute that. Even though it's credible, everything in it's credible, it's documented. Fucking son of a bitch should have been prosecuted, should have been put up against the wall, hung, gas chamber, whatever. It should have been immediate. Because you got the goddamn paperwork with his fucking death signature on it. Said New York State Democrat Chairman Jay Jacobs, who last spoke with Cuomo around Thanksgiving. My advice would be he needs time to pass before any moves to re-enter public life. This motherfucker is talking about going back up there and doing it again, just like Marion Barry. I guarantee you he has his eyes. I'll just go back and be governor. As soon as this quiets down about the murders I committed, it's not going to quiet down, you son of a bitch. You're a fucking murderer. I'm going to call you a fucking murderer every time I mention your name because that's what you are, is a fucking murderer. And the people who are fucking harboring you are fucking fugitives. They are fucking complicit in those murders. They get a rope too. We're taking this fucking country back, and those common law courts are going to become such a reality. Oh, my God. Damn, I cannot wait to see you in them. But is that possible in the future? In America, anything is possible. I am telling you, this is quote, the whole thing. My advice would be he needs time to pass before any moves to reenter public life. But is that possible in the future? Question mark. In America, anything is possible. The hell yes it is. Because there is no fucking law. There is no goddamn standard even for fucking law. Except the Bill of Rights, and we're not enforcing it. We have law. We have awesome law. We have law that fucking would deal with this fucking criminal forth fucking with. I guarantee you, it wouldn't take no 20 fucking years to get him in the goddamn fucking, to get him dead. It would take probably about 2 or 3 fucking hours. Shit, wouldn't even take that. Well, it depends on what kind of defense he tried to put up, not knowing the common law himself, being one of the Queen's esquires. I'm sure he's a fucking lawyer. They all are. But that's what they are. That's all they are. And they don't have no balls. And I don't care. You stand up there, Cuomo. You always talk like a tough guy. I'd love to bust you in the fucking face, motherfucker. You murdering piece of shit. Killing old people. And us allowing it. According to the report, Cuomo may be considering a run for attorney general to replace James. He last served in that position from 2007 and 2010, and you can't find nobody better than that in all of New York, people, than the guy that murdered thousands of fucking people and fucking they swept it under the goddamn rug. Murder. How would you like that guy? That's who you should have as your attorney general when the attorney general can't even exist. when it is a running violation of the ninth article of the People's Ratified Absolute Law of December 15, 1791. Absolute fucking violation, a fucking goddamn act of treason and sedition that had put a rope around his neck besides the fucking hanging. You'd have to hang him about 20 fucking times to even begin to start getting justice. That said, Como spokesman Rich Azzopardi denied that he's interested in the AG position, saying there's a lot of silly rumors running around in this town. Fucking, this son of a bitch fucking walked on murder of thousands right on television. Fuck. And we can't help it if some people are still fixed on us. What do you fucking say? The words are over, people. The time for talking is fucking over, man. If you ain't figured that one out, you're fucking weak in the head. We either get rid of these son of a bitches or they will get rid of us for just fucking just sitting there and letting them. Since leaving office, Como has spent over $1 million. He has a campaign account, apparently, here. $1 million from his campaign account, leaving $16 million on hand. Around $900,000 of that went to Glavin, according to records, that's the new governor, I guess, huh? To records from his fucking payoff from the State Board of Election. I mean, my God, people, does it get worse than this? Does it? I mean, what not? God, I mean, we always thought, you know, it'd be hard, you know, to get the fucking truth through. But when, I mean, this is the great revealing. They're telling you, fuck you. We can kill you at will. Do something about it. And that's what you really need to do, is do something about it. Stay an individual, at least until this shit gets going. There will be times when we will have to gather in force to take care of a greater force. But until then, man, fucking do not reveal yourself if you haven't. If you're a ghost, stay a ghost. Nothing more dangerous than a fucking patriotic, fucking individual, free, sovereign, national ghost that is ready to enforce the fucking goddamn law of this land. ADL's Jonathan Greenblatt, supporters of Palestine equal ISIS. So if you are not for the fucking, dropping phosphorus bombs on little kids and watching them burn through their legs, or are, you know, plinking at fucking teenagers over there on the Gaza Strip by standing by a fence unarmed, you're fucking ISIS, man. Wow. This is from If Americans Knew, and it was sent in by Galen for a discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Jonathan Greenblatt, the head of the Anti-Defamation League, is in the position of once again protesting a respected human rights organization that has characterized Israel as an apartheid state. Well, isn't it? They're all misnomers. That's why they do this shit. That's what this is called. This is called fucking subject matter bullshit. They are fucking invaders into a foreign fucking country. That occupiers of a foreign fucking country invaded without fucking reason. Oh, this belonged to my ancestor 400,000 years ago. Willie, you can look in my book that I wrote. It says so. He came out with guns blazing in a testimony before the House Homeland Security Committee last Tuesday. Greenblatt kicked things off by starting, "If you are unable to disassociate yourself with movements that expose violence or supremacy of any group, yes, you should be barred from the government service." There is no government service. There is fucking corporate fucking service. It's an international corporate mafia. These are fucking criminals, every fucking one of them. They wouldn't be there if they weren't. That's why it pisses me off. Anybody says, well, you know, Rand Paul. Rand Paul's a fucking criminal. He's participating in a fucking crime, a high crime, and a fucking it's sedition and fucking treason, a hangable fucking crime. Got it? That's by the law. That's by logic. That's by the goddamn physics of this goddamn planet. For anyone unsure about his meaning, understand that if he is not referring to supporters of the violent Jewish supremacist state of Israel, and they sure are supremacists, if ever there were any, man. If we talk about Al-Qaeda, we talk about ISIS, we talk about some of the horrific anti-Israel people out there who say that the Jewish state is committing genocide. Well, what in the fuck do you call it when you wipe a whole people out? You come and you invade their country. And then you use international fucking bullies. You fucking bring in your goddamn lapdogs from the United States where you infiltrated their government and fucking now occupy it. And you run into your fucking United Nations that you run and fucking own and send fucking planes or when you're burning phosphorus holes in little kids. What do you call that? When you're wiping a whole fucking people, I think that's called genocide, just like what happened in Iraq under George G.W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld. They committed fucking genocide in Iraq and fucking they sitting here protected in the United States of America. And you're allowing it. You are fucking allowing it. That makes you complicit. It makes us all complicit. We do not have to let this fucking happen. We didn't have to let that happen. We knew better. When they came out and told you there was no yellow cake uranium, hence there was no fucking cause. You couldn't even dream up a cause to fucking attack these. Oh, we're bringing them democracy. Democracy, don't you? We're trying to make them free. I don't think they wanted us to come into their goddamn country. Just like Syria doesn't want us there. But here we are occupying a third of Syria. What the fuck are we doing now? Oh, that's where their oil fields are. We have to occupy those for our Jewish masters who are going to stay out of any Cold War between the United States, China, and Russia, by the way. They don't want to get involved in any of that stuff, man. They're peaceful people. They want you to bring your children over there to the meat grinder to take fucking Iran out for them so they can take their fucking resources and take some more of fucking what used to be the Persian Empire, the Ottoman Empire, because that's where they intend for their fucking world base to be to fucking rule this planet, and they're not going to get it. We cannot allow it, people. Better to blow this whole fucking planet up than to fucking live as slaves on it to those motherfuckers. Look who you're talking about.